Right now you're listening to a clip of Gypsy Pond Music, number 7. It's an installation being done by the Digital Music Ensemble right now at the School of Music Pond outside of the music school. But this is the local music show. Hey guys, welcome to the local music show on WCBN. I'm John Notariani. My co-host Dustin is back.
I'm back.
Where were you, Dustin?
I was on tour across this great Midwestern part of the country. That's not really that great, incidentally. That's what I've learned from this tour, that Ann Arbor is this beautiful oasis.
You know, I heard that local music works best locally.
It's true. I can attest.
They just can't understand the power of local Ann Arbor music, can they?
I can attest to that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back. I'm lonely here for the last 2 weeks.
I'm glad to be back.
We've got a lot of fun stuff today. We have a few representatives of the Digital Music Ensemble here.
Hear that? We're representatives.
That's right.
This is Chris Fosdick and Steve Rush,
mm-hmm.
who have worked on the Gypsy Pond Music 7. Do you want to give a quick introduction to it, and then we can play an excerpt from it?
Sure. Yeah, this is actually my class, and it meets every semester. It's open to anybody on campus, really, regardless of what their discipline is. And this year, every fall we look at the issue of labyrinths and look at different myths and things.
Oh,
and
cool.
The students come up with different ideas to represent that, both sonically and visually. And this year's thing is 15 floating crystalline pyramids on the pond, each with a microcontroller.
Oh, wow.
And individual behaviors for each of these pyramids. They're really high-end flashlights. And then the music that you're going to hear, like I see it, and the music that you're going to hear is a result of the students. There are 18 in the class. Each one writes 10 samples,
uh-huh.
And those are loaded into an algorithm that, you won't quite hear the behavior here, because
yeah.
When you pass an infrared sensor in front of this pond.
Yeah, it's really more interactive than,
yeah,
you can't really.
There's a sound that happens as you pass,
mm-hmm.
And whatever that sound is part of a loop strategy, and as you leave, you hear that sound again.
Uh-huh.
So it's like the beginning and the middle and the end, and then the sounds accumulate. So what you'll hear now is a really kind of a collage score, and it's a collection of 180 different sounds, all from this class. And I just wanted to say that the sounds are supposed to be representative of kind of little nodes or milestones on somebody's life. So you hear everything from,
oh wow,
oh yeah, you hear like Sesame Street, Mario Brothers, and
Zelda, local band stuff, some jazz stuff, I think,
yeah,
Stefan threw in.
Really bad Suzuki violin crap, you know, but it's just all that stuff, whatever reminds people of their past and where they are.
And this goes continually all day long.
Well, yeah. But
as long as people are interacting with it.
As long as people are there.
Yeah.
Like, if no one's walking through, then it's nothing really happens unless mm-hmm. something's broken, which hopefully not so much.
That's right. There's actually no trees falling in the woods when no one's there, so that doesn't, you know, so there's no sound. You know what I mean.
Yeah. We just had a girl run out of here with a cell phone. We're a little bit.
No, actually, was it? No, I thought that was the piece.
It distracted me.
Okay.
Well, I was a bit confused about it, and I just went up and saw it, and it sort of spoke for itself once I heard it and once I saw it. So
that's good.
Let's listen to what it sounds like.
Yeah,
and
this is during the day,
mm-hmm.
and this is actually the sun is playing this.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's how Carl did it. He just like recorded what.
Whatever happened
off
today, you know, during the day, this is what
this is just what
a
he
raw
recorded?
Take. Yeah.
Okay.